The first reading is from the book of Sirach. Rely not on your wealth. Say not, I have the power. Rely not on your strength in following the desires of your heart. Say not, who can prevail against me, or who will subdue me for my deeds? For God will surely exact the punishment. Say not, I have sinned, yet what has befallen me? For the Most High bides his time. Of forgiveness do not be overconfident, adding sin upon sin. Say not, great is his mercy, my many sins he will forgive. For mercy and anger alike are with him, upon the wicked alights his wrath. Delay not your conversion to the Lord, put it not off from day to day, for suddenly his wrath flames forth, at the time of vengeance you will be destroyed. Rely not upon deceitful wealth, for it will be no help on the day of wrath. And the Gospel reading is from St. Mark, chapter 9. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The readings taken together seem to set up once again a contrast between a way of death and a way of life, a way of presumption and a way of trust. In the first reading, we hear about a person who relies on his own wealth and power, who relies on his own achievements. And even though he acknowledges his sins, he says, "Well, God is good, God is merciful, God will forgive. Up to now, nothing disastrous has happened to me because of my sins. I can continue to rely on that silence of God and, in the end, on the mercy and forgiveness of God." But the warning is not to presume on this mercy of God, which is always there, because it is an attitude also which turns a person in on himself. He expresses no interest in anybody else except in himself, his own wealth and power, his own achievements, his own situation before God. Convert to the Lord. Turn out from yourself. Delay not your conversion in turning out from yourself, because suddenly the day of wrath will come, says Sirach. The Gospel, by contrast, is a way of life, a way of vulnerability, a way of openness to others. We hear about a person who gives a cup of water to the one who needs it. Something very simple, but a basic human need. It's a way of vulnerability. Better to lose a hand, lose a foot, lose an eye, than to sin. Don't be presumptuous about God's mercy, but be persevering in your struggle with sin. And even if it is true that God's silence for now means you have not suffered anything disastrous because of your sins, you are not to presume on God's mercy. You are, of course, to be people of hope. The psalm tells us that today, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." But hope is a different attitude, a different disposition to presumption. It doesn't presume on the mercy of God as if there's nothing we have to do in relation to that mercy. It continues to work to be converted to the Lord. And the sign of that conversion is our opening up to others, whereas the person described in the first reading seems to be completely interested in himself, in his own power, his own achievement, his own wealth. The person described in the Gospel reading is one who is aware of the needs of others, simple needs that a cup of water might solve in some cases, but the simple needs that are shared by human beings across the board. We're living at a time when people seem more and more to be taken by an attitude of turning in on themselves, of turning in on their own nation, turning in on their own tribe, turning in on their own religion, and saying, we will look after ourselves, we will take care of our own wealth, our own power, our own achievements, and we do not really care what happens to anybody else. All we want is for them to stay in their own place and leave us in our place, and we will take whatever measures are necessary to make sure that they stay in their place or go back to their place if they need to go back to their place. And this is a very disturbing attitude, which seems to be growing very strongly across the world. The reasons for it need to be examined and studied and reflected on, why so many people are being convinced by attitudes and dispositions which shut down, which close off, which bind in to ourselves our concern, our mercy, our attitudes, our vulnerability. The Gospel is reminding us that we must continue to strive against sin, the sin that would become solidly established as presumption, and we must continue to be open to others, to be open to the needs of others, to be looking at others and thinking of them and their needs, rather than to be looking simply at ourselves, our achievements and our needs, and the devil take everybody else. Better a way of weakness and vulnerability, free from sin, the Gospel reading says to us. Better a way of weakness and vulnerability. Better a way of limitation, to be without a hand, to be without a foot, to be without an eye. Better this way of vulnerability and weakness, free from sin, rather than a way of presumption, which will build on our wealth, on our power, on our achievements, but which does that at the price of forgetting about others, turning our backs on the needs of other people, turning simply in on ourselves. We must remain salted with fire. It's a strange image, to be salted with fire. Two of the very common images in the Bible, salt and fire, and here they are put together. And each of them is used to talk about purification, to talk about cleansing, to talk about rooting out poison and impurity, to purify, to strengthen, to make solid in the way of the Lord those who are salted, those who have salt in themselves, those who are purified, who are refined in the fire of God's justice and God's truth. Keep salt in yourselves and you will have peace with one another. The Gospel reading today says that the way to keep salt in yourselves is never to forget the needs of others, always to be keeping an eye out, even if it's only one eye, to be keeping an eye out for the needs of others. Maybe it's just a cup of water to drink. Maybe it's as simple as that. But in a way, the cup of water and the thirst for a cup of water represents universal human need, universal human vulnerability, the common humanity that we all share. And if we begin to turn our backs on that in other people, that common humanity, that vulnerability, then we will inevitably solidify ourselves into being something less than fully human. We may have fears, we may have anxieties, we may have experiences that lead us to think that that is a good way to choose, that we would think just of ourselves and shut down our interest or our concern with others. But it is never the right way. It is never a good way. We must remain open to the neighbour. It is by responding in love to our neighbour that we love God. That's a basic message of the New Testament. This is what we must keep alive in ourselves, this salt, this fire of being open, being aware, being alert, being attentive to other people and their needs, and seeking to respond to them as best we can. If we keep this salt strong and vibrant and active in ourselves, then there will be peace among us.